So I saw Past the Three Dimensions in 2012, and it's kind of like the movie Arrivals. It's pretty much just like it, you know. The Arrivals movie was saying that through those shapes and words and symbols that she could see past time. And that's the way it is. Everything's happening now. 3D is just a repeat. It's all repeating. Everything's happening now. Recently, I had something that happened. I had a person appear on the scene, and she reminded me, well, she was like a culmination of all the past. You know, it was like a test. Can I go back to 3D? Once you see past 3D games, once you see past the three-dimensional reality, it's to the point where very few people can hear what you're saying. Yeah, I go around my circuit every day in my 3D body. I go to work, I go home, I don't even have to eat, do a 24-hour fast easy now. I've trained my body to where I can fast 24 hours. Now, when it's hot, you need your electrolytes and all that stuff, but recently had somebody appear on the scene, and she embodied everybody from my past 3D. And people, and when you get serious about spiritual growth, you have to cut, like, certain things that people do, you have to cut them off. Habits, belief systems, insecurities, guilt, shame, condemnation, weird games, mind games, hide and seek, instead of just being real and just saying, hey, this is my fear or my doubt or my worry, just being real with people. You know, some people just still play games. It's like 3D to me is a joke. Why play games? Just be real. And so as you go through this 3D experience, and then you see past the 3D experience, because you cry out to God and say, Lord, it's all just repeating. What's going on? I've seen this 1,000 times. And he shows you the other side, and you realize this is not who you are down here. This is just a birthing process. The sanctification process is a day by day. And so people show up in your world who are still in old patterns that you graduated from 30 years ago. Those old patterns from 30 years ago, you graduated from. And there's no way you're going back. There's no way that you can go back and play those mind games and stupid games and emotional games, because it's not who you are. And you're just telling them the truth, and they get offended at the truth. And when Paul said, and he said it to the men, but he also said later in that chapter, said it to the women, it's better for a man not to touch a woman. He said it's better for the virgin woman to stay single. Because if you see past this reality and see, and you sit back and you watch people playing mind games, and I'm better than you, and I think they worry about how they look and how tall they are or how strong they are. It's all just stupid stuff. And the more you scroll through social media, the more you just get tired of it. It makes you want to throw up, because it's just the flesh. The world, the flesh, and the pride of life. So there's really no real spiritual growth, spiritual truth being taught anymore, because it's all 3D. But when you really step into the 5D, you see past this game. And everybody's, look at me, I got this much money or this, and people are trying to hoodoo other people, and they don't love their neighbors themselves, and everybody's trying to get over on somebody, and people don't trust each other, and people don't help each other, and it's just ridiculous. It's insanity. Corporations are trying to use and abuse you. Churches, cults, and isms, and people trying to get your will to adjust to their will. So you see the culmination. You're reminded of family members, co-workers, people from your past. It culminates into one person, and you look back and you say, well, I graduated from that 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 25 years ago, 10 years ago. I don't think like that. I can't even communicate with a person who still thinks in those ways. And so you step into a new dimension. How do you go backwards? You can't. You can't go backwards. And so when you see everything culminate, previous family, the way they thought, previous jobs, previous wives, previous girlfriends, previous whatever, and you graduated and you stepped into a new reality, you spent enough time by yourself, 13 years meditating on what this place is, and you cannot go back to 3D. And so the 3D creatures, they want your attention and they want your praise and your glory, and you say, and they all want you to talk about how great they are and wonderful they are. And the Bible makes it clear, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Nobody's better than anybody else, and everybody's just a beggar. And so you go through these games while you're in 3D, mental games, emotional games, stupid games. And people, instead of just being real, they're hiding. If you don't know, you don't know. Ask somebody. How do I get saved? How do I grow spiritually? How do I overcome this? How do I do this? I'm worried about this. If it's financial you're worried about, get you a second job or do some fasting and praying. And stop spending money on stupid stuff. Long story short, all these 3D games that these 3D creatures play with each other, I don't play them. I just go to work, I go home, I meditate, I do my side work, side gigs, side remodel, and I don't play the games. And if I see people playing games, I walk away. Because I graduated from that 30 years ago. What's the use in it? Why do you want attention? You just want attention from God is really all you really care about.